Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Com. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharon. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaeholder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaholder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. Boss hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Levy moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blaeholder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Harder reaches second base with a double. Pitlock goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harder moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Farrell moves to second. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti is walked intentionally. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell scores. Farrell scores. Storti moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 2 in the game. Blaeholder hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Gulick now playing first base. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 2 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 3 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sissel throws to second for one, and Burnett throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Garms moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Powers pinch hits for Mel Harder. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Powers moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett bunts towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Powers moves to third. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powers scores. Porter moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Gulick moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-3 in the game. Boss takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.